You guys, it's official. The doors to Freedom Club are open. So my advice is to run and click the apply button and join my 12-week business accelerator where I teach you how to create an online six-figure business. This is the methods, the tools, the processes that have got myself and my clients to building multiple six-figure online businesses, having the freedom to work from anywhere in the world, being their own boss, buying their time back. And the most important thing is just living a life that you're passionate about, doing what you're meant to do on this planet, and fulfilling your purpose. That's what I want for you, and that's why I'm so passionate about Freedom Club, because really can allow you to live this life that you desire. Anything is possible for you, and that little voice inside your head that knows that you're meant for more, that voice in your head is your intuition. Your fear is the one telling you that you can't and that success isn't meant for you and that the self-doubt and the self-worry. But if you keep listening to the fear, it's gonna only keep you where you are. So by joining Freedom Club, you're tapping into your higher power. You're tapping the higher version of you that feels the deserving, that feels the success, that knows that you're meant for more. And wants to commit to yourself and commit to your future so you can change your life, so that you can finally have the freedom that you desire. And don't forget, if you want to change your life, you need to change what you're doing. So if you don't have something that you desire, it means there's something that you don't know yet. And a lot of the people that I talk to about business, they're like, I don't know how to do this. And they feel so much shame around it. But like, how would you know how to run a multiple six-figure business? You've never done it before. And that's why Freedom Club is so powerful, because I literally teach you the step-by-step strategy on how to build a business that's going to make you more money, that you're going to see a huge ROI on this investment. And this is your future. Don't go another year without living your purpose, living your passion, and stepping into this life that you desire, because you deserve it. You deserve it. And I'm just going to ask you one question. What are you leaving on the table by not investing in yourself? Potentially months and months of joy, freedom, $10,000 months, alignment, you know, you doing what you're meant to be doing on this planet. It's time to stop playing small. It's time to step into your purpose and your power. And you can do that all with Freedom Club. So Freedom Club is going to give you the tools and the community to succeed as an online entrepreneur and save you months and months and months of trying to do it on your own and of being alone in this. You're going to be so supported by this community, by me, and by someone who's done what you want to do so you can get to the result faster. Okay, love you guys so much. Hope you enjoy the episode.
Hello, angels, and welcome back to another episode of the Money Mindset Manifestation Podcast. I'm so happy that you're here, and I'm so excited to share today's episode. So I had a very interesting experience happen to me while I was in Miami, and I want to share the story with you and share the takeaway. And the reason I'm sharing this is because it was such a shocking moment for me, and I can't believe I saw this and heard this, and it just made me think, like, wow, this is why I do what I do, because there's so much healing that needs to happen in the world from people projecting old wounding, insecurities, their own shit onto other people. And when people get this, they don't realize that it has nothing to do with them. And they take it on as their own, and it becomes their narrative and their story and their belief. And then they create that as their own reality with no idea that this shit isn't even theirs in the first place. Because every single time I do a clearing with my client, the affirmation is, this isn't mine. This wasn't even mine in the first place. And it's like cancel, clear, delete, return to sender. And I'm so passionate about this because it's, a lot of us think that we're the problem and we make our stuff about us, that we're lazy, that we're insecure, that we're out of control, that we're the problem. But it's never us. It's always something that we've inherited from our family, from others, from teachers, from coaches, whatever it may be. And it gets passed down, and then we manifest it into our lives because it becomes our belief system. And so I want to share this story today because it might illuminate an area in your life that you're believing something that isn't yours, and specifically about body confidence, because it's so sad to me the amount of women that I speak to that struggle with body confidence or self-confidence. And I look at these women, I'm like, you are so beautiful. Like, if you could only see you the way we see you, you would never even think second. You never even think about yourself twice. And this is what you see within children. Like, children, if you call them beautiful, they say, I know. They know that they're beautiful. And the reason being is they haven't been programmed yet by society or by projections, and they are just pure little beings. And then what happens is that they get, you know, told, taught, and learn what to think about themselves. And then later in life, they have these deep insecurities and these deep woundings. And again, they think it's their truth, but it's not. It's not even theirs. It's something they've been taught. So I'm going to share this story with you, and then we're going to talk about how to heal from it. So on my last day in Miami, I was staying at the One Hotel, which was a freaking spiritual experience, let me tell you. The One Hotel in South Beach has been on my vision board for years. So staying there was the most fun, and it felt like such a waste because I was there alone. But you guys know I had the best time ever. I really made the most of it. Went to every pool, ordered the room service, went to every place. Like, it was the best. And on my last day, I had late checkout until 4 p.m. because my flight wasn't until 8. And so I spent the day at the beach, which was gorgeous. And, you know, staying at One Hotel, because it's a luxury hotel, the people there are incredible. Everyone's a vibe. Everyone's so freaking cool. And you're just, the energy around you is just so good. And so I was at the beach, and I really was just surrounded by incredible energy. It was so amazing. So I was really caught off guard when this happened. And so I'm in a beach chair, and there's a family beside me. And it's a mom, and then the husband and the daughter. So the daughter is closest to me. And since I've been learning about, like, feminine energetics, masculine, a lot from Alison Armstrong, The Queen's Code, which we've all spoke about. I interviewed her on the pod, and I overheard this woman emasculating her husband in front of everyone. And it just made me cringe. Like, my whole body went, ugh, because she was like, oh, if you can't do anything, if you're not going to do it, I'm just going to do it. Like, and it was about, I think, getting the beach chair. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. That poor man. And that is, like, so embarrassing because everyone just heard that. And I just thought to myself, wow, if she can speak to her husband that way in front of everyone, like, what's it like at home? And I just felt, like, so sad for her husband. And I wish, and he didn't even stand up to her. And it was just like, whoa, okay. Anyways, back to my book, whatever I was on. I was on a freaking high. I think I was, like, texting everyone. I was like, whoa, having the best day ever. So anyways, I'm doing my thing. Then I overhear this woman again. And she reaches over to her daughter and she goes, oh, Isabel, you're getting a double chin just like your mom. Oh my God, you're getting such a double chin. Oh yeah, suck it in, suck it in. And then I just look at this girl, maybe she's 9. And I just see her whole energy just fizzle, just deflate. And she kind of curls up. And I was like, oh my God, did that just happen? And I got so angry, and I was actually getting emotional as I hear this right now, because obviously this little girl is beautiful. There's nothing wrong with her. She does not have a double chin. And the mom is just projecting her own insecurities. The mom, I would say, is a little bit overweight, and it's like projecting her insecurities on her 9-year-old daughter. And I couldn't believe it. And what I know about subconscious mind and belief is that thought, that what she just heard, is going to get cemented into her belief system. And she is going to believe that she has a double chin. She's going to believe that she needs to suck it in. And for the rest of her life, that's going to be her belief. And she's going to make that her reality, even though it's not true. and she's going to feel insecure about her chin for the rest of her life, unless she heals from it. And I was like, you know what? First, I want to punch that woman in the head. I was like, how dare you speak to your daughter like that and educate her on, like, the detriment that she just did. And I was like, I have to do something. So I was like, okay, I need to write a letter. And so I wrote a letter, but I was just very aware that I didn't want to be creepy, and I didn't want to, like, offend the mom. I just didn't know the dynamics here, and I don't know. It's America. I just didn't know what was going to happen. So I was like, no, I can't write the letter. Or I was like, I'm going to send her the letter. I just, like, was waiting for an opportunity to send her this letter. Just something, like, educating her that you're beautiful. Like, this, I'm so sorry for what that woman just said to you. This is nothing to do with you. This is all to do with her. I never... never, like, you're beautiful and always affirm that and never affirm what you just heard, something like this. Anyways, I was like trying to find the right moment. Her mom was always there, like, and I didn't want to offend her. I just didn't want to rattle the cage. I just wanted to speak to her daughter. Anyways, at one point she was at the beach. I was like, okay, this is perfect. So I went down to the beach. I was like, hey, can I just share something with you? And then she goes, one second, and then, like, runs away, and I scared the shit out of her. And I was like, oh my god, like, what am I gonna do? I was like, little, like, Energizer bunny bouncing around, like, I wouldn't hurt a fly. And it scared me that she got so scared about this, like, how the fear in her eye. And I was like, oh my gosh, it worries me how, like, panicked and fearful children are. Anyways, so, like, I know that if I was younger and this cool, well, I don't want to be, like, but, like, this, like, young-looking girl came up to me, I'm like, yeah, tell me your, like, I'm like, that's Doc. So it just scared me even how scared she was. And she went, and then when I went back to the chair, she was, like, kind of, like, panicking to her parents. And I was like, hey, listen, I really didn't mean to scare you. I just wanted to share with you, like, and then I felt so awkward because her mom was there and then her dad was there. And I was like, what the hell? This is so awkward. I'm trying to do a nice thing. Why is it, you know, like, why is this happening? And I was like, you're beautiful. Never listen to anyone says about you. Like, and I just kind of left it there because I didn't want to, like, rattle the cage. And so I was like, and then I just, like, was like, I'm from Canada. I would never hurt anyone. Like, okay. And then I was like, whoa. And I was actually leaving. So I was like, okay, bye. And this whole situation just shook me. Also, a thing I didn't mention is it really upset me that the dad didn't say anything. Like, I know for certain if that happened to me when I was younger, my dad would have been like, what the hell are you saying to our daughter? Like, and it just upset me that he didn't stand up for her as well. The whole thing was very upsetting. Anyways, all this to be said, and this might bring up some emotions, but the reason I share this is because if you don't address these emotions, they will continue to become your reality. So this might be a moment of reflection for you and thinking, what did I hear growing up? What did maybe my mom or my dad or my grandma or my coach or someone tell me that I still believe? And it's a moment to sit in journaling and journal of what are the beliefs that I believe about my body and about my self-image. And are these mine? Are these really true? Did I come to Earth believing these? Or who are these beliefs? Who did I pick these up from? Are these even mine? And I can guarantee you, if you have any negative beliefs about yourself, about your body, about your self-image, about your confidence, they are not yours. And they are time to heal. And if you realize that some of these thoughts are not yours, this is the perfect opportunity to go into the Higher Self app and clear these beliefs. There's a whole section on the app called Confidence, and you can go in there, you can use the hypnosis every single evening, you can use the affirmations to heal, and you can also go into limiting belief clearing and clear any belief and clear these beliefs that you've uncovered and clear them on the subconscious level so that they are gone forever. And honestly, you guys, I talk about this all the time in my journey, but I used to have the lowest self-confidence. I literally, if I would see people in the street and that I fully 100% knew and I didn't have makeup on, I wouldn't even say hi. I would pretend to not know them. And they would say, like, Marley, why did you just pretend to not know me? I'm like, oh, I didn't see you. And I had just such low self-confidence. I didn't even want anyone to see me without makeup on. I would cry in front of the mirror. Oh my god, I did. I'm so disconnected from this. But every time I look in the mirror, I'd be like, you're so ugly. I hate you. I would speak so poorly to myself. And I literally have not thought that in years. And I truly now look in the mirror and fully love myself, love what I see. Not every day. I'm not perfect. I still have a bit of body dysmorphia, but I'm working on that. I'm still working on healing that. But most days, it's love. And to be free from those limiting beliefs and those that negative self-talk is truly one of my most proudest things. And it's through healing. It's through the things that are in the app. It's through the subconscious thing. It's through RRT. And getting to the root cause of those limiting beliefs and just being able to in the mirror and love my own uniqueness, because we're all uniquely beautiful. We can't compare ourselves to others. We can't look at someone else and think, oh, I wish I had that body, because you'll never have that body. You will never have anyone else's body. Your body is your body and it's perfect. It's perfectly yours and it's your vessel. It's your home. And it's such a sacred place. And to love your body, the minute you talk positively about your body will love you back. There's a study where they talked negatively to plants and then talked positively to plants, and the negative affirmations to plants, just the plants fizzled and died. Like, you can look up this study, and the positive affirmations, the plant flourished. So if that happens to a plant, what do you think is happening to your body? So I love using the affirmations in the app, the ask affirmations specifically. Whenever I'm feeling negative in my body, like, I'm not gonna lie, when I got back from America, I felt disgusting. Something about the food quality over there is just ruptures your insides, no offense. And I was eating healthy, but I don't know, it was interesting. And I mean, it's Tuesday now, I got back on Friday, I already feel back to normal. But I was affirming to my body, like, how does my body love going back to its natural state? Why does my body feel so lean? Why do I feel so good in my body? And I could have affirmed the other, which is, oh my god, I feel disgusting, I feel inflamed, I feel like I gained 100 pounds, like, I feel disgusting. But I was like, no, if I keep affirming that, that's how I'm going to feel, and I don't want to feel that way. I want to feel lean, I want to feel energized, I want to feel strong, I want to feel, like, yeah. And so that's what I was affirming, and guess what, it's Tuesday, and I already feel like that. So just be aware of what you're speaking to yourself, and knowing that you are affirming your reality, whether you like it or not. So asking yourself, how do you want to feel? And continue to affirm how you want to feel. And if you want to get down to those deep root causes, like that girl, I hope one day she finds me and she listens to this and she finds the app and she heals. And I'm so sorry that I couldn't do deeper healing on her just then. And I really wish I could have, but I trust that she will be guided. And the universe loves her, and she will be guided to heal from that. But she is going to have to heal from that. She is going to have to do healing from that moment right there. And anything else that her mom told her. Because that becomes a belief. Trauma becomes a belief. And she trusts her mom. She looks up to her mom. So anything that she tells her just goes in as facts. She doesn't have the wherewithal to say, oh no, my mom is projecting her insecurities on me. She doesn't. And that kills me. And that breaks me. And that's actually why I do what I do and why I'm so passionate about healing, because she doesn't deserve that, and that's not her truth. And she is one healing away from that being cleared. And honestly, that's why I do what I do. So not such a woo-woo episode today, but it's a very, very, very important episode. And if you know anyone in your life who struggles with self-confidence and lack of self-love and not loving their body image, this could be the thing that changes their life. So please send this to them to give them the awareness of the healing that needs to be taken so they can love themselves. Because at the end of the day, if you can't love yourself and you want someone to love you, it's impossible. People can only love you in the way that you love yourself. So I'm going to leave you with that. I love you guys so much. And I hope this brings a lot of healing to the world. I love you, I love you, I love you. I have so much compassion. I have so much faith in you and trust that you will heal from this, and that you, on the other side of this, you are going to be magical. and just the most self-loving person ever, okay? I love you so much. And, oh, wait, sorry, just one more thing. The reason why you do this is the strength and the resiliency and the compassion that you will get from this. Because no matter what happens in the future, you will have you, and that's all that matters. No one can hurt you now because you have you. You don't fear being alone. You don't fear people projecting. You don't make things about you because you love you and you have so much faith and trust in you and who you are as a person that you don't need anyone's approval or anything to reaffirm who you are because you have so much self-confidence and that is fucking powerful. That is why you do this, okay? Okay, I'm actually gonna, I'm like, just keep going. I love you so much. Forehead kiss. And you got this.
Hey. Before you go, would you love a free money hypnosis? You guys, this is what I listen to every single night to rewire my subconscious mind so I can manifest the money that I desire. It is absolutely game-changing. If you've heard me talk anything about subconscious mind and anything along the realms of healing your subconscious mind to help align you and attract money into your life, hypnotherapy is the way. It actually heals and rewires your subconscious mind to make it believe and truly allow it to believe that you deserve the money that you desire. So if you want this free money hypnosis, all you have to do is leave us a review, you know, honest review, how you're feeling about the show, take a screenshot right away, and then send it to hello@marleyrose.ca, and we will send you this free hypnosis. You guys, it's gonna be absolutely game-changing. It's how all my clients have manifested all of their massive goals in their business and in their life. Okay, thanks so much, you guys. I hope it's a great tool for you to use in manifesting all the money that you desire. Lots of love. Mwah.